We are still about a week away from official winter, but many of us have already had a good dose of ice scraping and shoveling snow and melting ice. And joining us live, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. And Mike, we know there are good ways and wrong ways to get rid of ice without killing the sidewalks and the plants. What's the right way?
You mean for when winter arrives a week from now and things get cold and icy?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. The best way to melt ice is to pre-treat. If you know we're going to have ice form overnight, the smartest thing you can do is get one of these alternative de-icers that come in like shaker jugs and small bags. Calcium chloride is the one that's most widely available. And sprinkle it on the walk before the event happens. It's magical. No ice ever forms. Piece of cake, can of corn. Otherwise, make sure you have like a jug or something, or you know, a cup you can spread it out on your walkway the next morning, and wait 20 minutes before you go out to do anything. You really don't want to walk on a slippery surface.
Now, one of the reasons we want to avoid using rock salt is that, you know, that you kill so much of the vegetation around the area.
The rock salt actually prevents plants from being able to take up moisture and nutrients. And we're learning more and more that people who have the edges of lawns brown in the spring, who thought it was the winter cold or the exposure, they were killed by road salt and rock salt. So if you can't protect an edge of a lawn from, say, a road crew that's going to spread salt,
right,
throw a lot of clean snow there all winter long. That'll dilute it. But if you have to treat an area next to a lawn, there is absolutely nothing better than sand. Sand is often added to the soil before a good lawn is put in to improve the drainage.
Excellent.
Unlike alternative de-icers, sand isn't just neutral, it's actually good for your soil and plants, and it'll prevent you from falling on your keister.
All right, we like that. Good advice, as always, from our garden editor, Mike McGrath.